From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. 102nd Assembly District candidate Republican Chris Tague opened a campaign headquarters at 414 Main Street in Catskill on April the 9th. Tague is facing off against Greene County legislator Democrat Adrian O'Connor Jr. in the special election scheduled for April 24th. Tague has served as the Schoharie Town Supervisor since 2015 and is currently employed as a general manager of Cobbleskill Stone Products. According to Moody, Tague's supporters said that the opening of the special election is, and I quote, about fighting back against momentum Democrats generated in similar elections in recent months, end quote. Greene County Republican Committee Chairman Brent Bogardus said the last thing Albany needs is another liberal Democrat. Tague has identified state spending, high taxes, and opioid epidemic as the key issues facing the district. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Rulison and Eric Anderson are reporting for the Times Union. Amtrak, April the 10th, confirmed that trains from the Capital Region would be rerouted to Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan while a bridge, tracks, and tunnel into Penn Station are repaired this summer. The rerouting will begin May 26 and is expected to continue until September the 4th. Empire Service trains, plus the Ethan Allen Express serving Rutland, the Adirondacks serving Montreal, and the Maple Leaf serving Toronto, all will be rerouted to Grand Central. The Lakeshore Limited will only operate between Boston and Chicago, so New York City and Hudson Valley travelers will have to get that train in Rensselaer instead of using Empire Service trains. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. Debbie Mayer is reporting for the Columbia paper. Voters in the Germantown School District will be asked to weigh in on a Capital Reserve Fund proposition when they go to the polls in May. The measure was approved by the Board of Education last month. The proposition seeks voter approval for the creation of a Capital Reserve Fund of $3 million for a maximum term of 10 years. The reserve would be used for the construction and reconstruction of district buildings and facilities. Superintendent Brown said, and I quote, when you create a reserve, it needs a maximum amount. That's the rule, end quote. The new capital reserve would be used for a future capital project, not the current one, Brown said. The district's current capital project is pending review by the State Education Department. The board will hold a public hearing on its 2018-19 spending plan Wednesday, May 2nd. The annual budget vote and school board election will be held noon to 9 p.m. Tuesday, May 15th at the school. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. The Hoppo Nose Apartments in Catskill and Bliss Towers in Hudson are going smoke-free. The advocacy and education group Tobacco-Free Action of Columbia and Greene Counties will be working with authorities to implement a change at both federally funded public housing facilities by June the 1st. Tobacco-Free Action Community Engagement Coordinator Lisa Hines said that the Hoppo Nose Apartments will implement the changes by the federally imposed June 1st deadline, while the changes at Bliss Towers will be completed a month earlier. Hines said low-income housing residents have fewer choices where they can live, and it's crucial for them to be healthy. When residents smoke in their apartments, the smoke seeps through the walls and permeates the entire building. And Hines said programs on smoking cessation and a presentation about nicotine replacement therapy will be offered to residents. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, the Times Union is reporting a study ranks New York first in the nation in terms of gender pay equality. At the same time, women in the state still face an 11% pay gap. According to an analysis released April 10th by the American Association of University Women, women in New York make 89 cents for every dollar a man earns. Nationally, women make 80 cents for every dollar a man is paid, a gap that has decreased by 7 cents over the past 20 years. CEO Kim Churches said in a statement, the group hopes to eliminate the wage gap by 2030. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting increasing clouds for today with a temperature high near 47 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 1 a.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 5 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy tonight with a temperature low of around 33 degrees. Now your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, showers are likely mainly after 2 p.m. It will be increasingly cloudy with a temperature high near 52 degrees. On Thursday night, a chance of showers before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 45. And on Friday, a chance of showers after 8 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 64 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 47. The sun rose this morning at 6:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:32 p.m. That will give us 13 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 48 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 11th day of April 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.